And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Well, the irony would be laughable if it weren't so tragic. Starting in Canada, Alberta, that is, a teenage girl needs parental permission for a dental cleaning, but she can get an abortion without her parents even knowing they're losing a grandchild. Pro-life groups are calling on Premier Danielle Smith to close this deadly loophole and require parental consent for all major medical decisions. And she has done that in some areas, as she's finally drawn the line of the sand against gender ideology when she introduced legislation to ban transgender surgery on minors. And while the rest of North America races to mutilate children in the name of progress, there's one leader out there remembering that protecting children isn't optional. Now to San Diego. At UC San Diego, freshmen are getting an expensive lesson in conformity. The university now requires all incoming students to take climate change courses, regardless of their major. Because, you know, nothing says higher education like mandatory ideology masquerading as science. Missouri pro-lifers are taking their message on the road, organizing a convoy to protest Amendment 3, which is a radical proposal that would allow abortion up to birth. And when the media in your state is not telling the truth of what's at stake, sometimes you've got to take measures into your own hands. In what they're calling a copy editing error, a transgender activist organization sent thousands of texts to Pennsylvania voters falsely claiming they had already voted. It's kind of funny, number one, how these electoral mistakes seem to always benefit one side, even stranger in how they always seem to happen right before an election. And even more stranger, how is this even a text message that a transgender activist organization has any business compiling? And out of Britain, the birthplace of the Magna Carta, where they've now made it illegal to pray silently near abortion facilities. And this new buffer zone law just proves what pro-lifers have long suspected. This was never about protecting women. It was about silencing truth. And now back to Canada and the brave new world of state-sanctioned death, where one doctor suggested to her cancer patient that euthanasia might be God's tool to end suffering. Somehow medical school now qualifies you to give spiritual advice, just as long as that advice leads to fewer patients. And finally, we end with a little bit of good news. A Michigan mom named Amy Schmidt had to skip Halloween because her son was hospitalized. And so neighborhood children turned trick-or-treating upside down. Instead of taking candy from her door, they left their own. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I am Jimmy Hicks. And if you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to be a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.